Mike Evans is the executive director of the Lesser Slave Lake Indian Regional Council, and he joins us on the line today. Mr. Evans, thank you very much for joining us. A renovation project is underway with the Lakeshore Regional Police Department in Driftpile. How goes the renovation project?
Well, we're actually hosting a sod turning event next Monday, the 25th, to officially kick the project off. So we've done all of the design work, some value engineering to make sure that we can build the project within the budget, and some preliminary site preps. But the real serious work will be starting beginning next week.
What is some of said serious work?
Well, the service has outgrown its existing facility, particularly since we tried to move to a 24/7 policing model among our four member First Nations. And so we've got some necessary expansion to be done in terms of housing our officers, being able to do work with respect to community policing and victim services that might be outside of pure law enforcement. We've got more infrastructure that we need to be able to take care of. And of course, as IT becomes more complex and the security provisions become more stringent, we have to upgrade all of that as well.
When the project is underway, I'm assuming, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Mike, that it's business as usual for the Lakeshore Regional Police Service?
It is business as usual indeed. We've got a couple of folks who need to double up at desks while we do some internal renovations concurrent with the expansion, but there will be no changes to service.
What is the timeline for completion of this project?
Well, we're hopeful to be done in the summer or the fall of 2027. That is, of course, contingent upon any kind of interruption that can happen in a construction project. The current nonsensical trade war that we're having with the United States might affect our ability to import certain products that are necessary to complete the project. But we are looking to open in the fall of 2027.
I'm assuming, again, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Mike, that partnerships in this project are definitely at the forefront, or they are at the forefront. How key are the partnerships that the council has with some of the other jurisdictions and some of the other organizations in getting the project done?
Partnerships are key, and if it weren't for partnerships, there wouldn't be a Lakeshore Regional Police Service. I'm not sure exactly what the correct term is, but we are licensed under the provincial policing legislation, since policing is a provincial responsibility under the Constitution. But our relationship as a conglomerate of First Nations also involves the federal government to a very heavy degree. So Lakeshore is jointly funded by both Alberta and Canada, as are the other two First Nation police services in Alberta at the Blood Tribe and on the Tsuut'ina Reserve just outside of Calgary.
How much is the council looking forward to getting the project underway and getting the project completed?
Well, we're one of only three First Nations police forces in Alberta, and not necessarily this iteration, but our first iteration of the police service is also the first First Nations police service in Alberta. So it is something that we're proud of. It's an important contribution to community safety, and it addresses some of the issues that have occurred between First Nation communities and police services in the past. This is a service that we look to continue to grow to be able to provide service to our members, and we're pleased that Alberta and Canada have taken it on as a matter of importance to them as well.
I appreciate this, sir. Mike Evans, he is the executive director of the Lesser Slave Lake Indian Regional Council. I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Keith. I'm glad that after a week we caught one another.